Hey, we've got your free newbie lesson of the week. Now, folks, we have lessons that come out every day, but this one is the free one, and it's called Counting Numbers. And my name is JP.
Hi, my name is Liliana.
Hi, Liliana. Before we start, I want to tell everybody that's just listening to us on iTunes, or if you're just hearing the podcast, please come to our website, which is SpanishPod.com, and you can listen to all the other podcasts, which are available by subscription. And if you haven't checked them out yet, we're going to give you a 7-day free trial. So just sign up for that and see everything, the other levels, the videos, everything.
Yeah, we have really cool shows.
I think so.
Yeah, me too. Anyway, so today we're going to be doing something very important.
Okay.
Which is counting numbers.
Counting numbers.
Yes.
Okay.
Because, you know, sometimes this is a newbie, so sometimes people want to review numbers or they don't know the numbers.
Okay. So we're going to learn the numbers. Now, what's the context here? How are we going to learn them?
Well, we're going to play hide and seek.
Oh.
Hide and seek is called escondidillas.
Escondidillas. Is that our keyword today?
Yes.
Escondidillas. It seems like a long word.
Yes, it
okay.
is. I think it is. But yes, escondidillas. Escondidillas comes from the verb esconder.
Esconder, to hide.
That's right.
Okay.
So let's listen to a dialogue 3 times. Dialogue, first time.
Vamos a jugar a las escondidillas.
¿Tú cuentas?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. ¿Listos?
No, cuenta hasta 10.
6, 7, 8, 9 y 10.
Second time.
Vamos a jugar a las escondidillas.
¿Tú cuentas?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. ¿Listos?
No, cuenta hasta 10.
6, 7, 8, 9 y 10.
Third time.
Vamos a jugar a las escondidillas.
¿Tú cuentas?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. ¿Listos?
No, cuenta hasta 10.
6, 7, 8, 9 y 10.
All right, we're back, and as always, we're going to start with a translation.
Vamos a jugar a las escondidillas.
Let's play hide and seek.
Vamos a jugar a las escondidillas.
We're going to play hide and seek.
Vamos a jugar a las escondidillas. Tú cuentas.
You count.
Tú cuentas.
You're it.
Tú cuentas. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. ¿Listos?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Ready?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. ¿Listos?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Ready or not, here I come.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. ¿Listos? No, cuenta hasta 10.
No, count to 10.
No, cuenta hasta 10.
No, count to 10.
No, cuenta hasta 10. 6, 7, 8, 9 y 10.
6, 7, 8, 9 and 10.
6, 7, 8, 9 y 10.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Okay, so the person that's counting doesn't want to give him a lot of time to hide.
Yeah, 5 seconds? Come on. That's not fair.
No. I need at least 20 seconds, and I'm sneaky.
20 seconds?
I need 20 seconds.
But yeah, that's low.
That is?
Yeah.
Well, that's a different podcast anyway. Today we're just learning up to 10, so let's start from the beginning. So let's play hide and seek.
Vamos a jugar a las escondidillas.
Okay, now just as a review, what was that word for hide and seek?
Escondidillas.
Escondidillas. And we call them in Spanish las escondidillas, don't we?
Yes.
So it's the hide and seek. We're going to play that game, las escondidillas. And what's the expression, let's play?
Vamos a jugar.
Vamos a jugar. Okay, vamos is the verb ir. It's the we form. So it means to go. So let's go, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to do what? Let's go to...
Jugar.
Jugar. Jugar is to play.
Yes.
Okay, so let's go to play...
A las escondidillas.
Okay, so vamos a jugar a las escondidillas. Let's go play hide and seek. And then the response is, you count.
Tú cuentas.
Tú cuentas. All right, in English, I'd probably say, well, you're it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is the verb contar, right? To count. And you can't have a lesson about counting without the verb contar, right?
That's right.
Okay. Now, the person says, you count.
Tú cuentas.
Tú cuentas. That literally means you are counting. You're the one that's counting, okay? And it's the present tense. It's not a command or anything. It's just a regular present tense. So what's the word for you?
Tú.
Tú. These kids are familiar with each other. That's why they're using the familiar too.
Yes.
If they were strangers playing hide and seek, they might use usted. If they were like respected adults wearing suits.
Exactly.
Okay.
Not kids.
Okay, so let's look at the words from 1 to 5.
Uno.
Uno means one.
Dos.
Means two. Dos.
Tres.
Tres means three.
Cuatro.
Cuatro means four.
Cinco.
Cinco means five. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco.
Okay. Listos.
Listos is not a number.
No. No. That means ready.
Ready. Okay. Yeah. You know, in English, we would say, ready or not, here I come.
Okay. No. Nosotros decimos listos.
Listos. Okay. Listos. And then the people that are hiding, they're not having any of that. They're like, no, you're going to count to 10.
No. Cuenta hasta 10.
Okay. So what's our word for 10?
10.
10. We're going to say until 10.
Hasta 10.
Hasta 10. Okay. That's up until 10. Now, the command is count until 10.
Cuenta hasta 10.
Cuenta hasta 10. Now, that cuenta, that's the verb contar again, right?
Sí.
But here we have the command, right? Do it. Count to 10.
Yes, we have the command form. That's why it's cuenta.
Cuenta.
Without the S.
Mm-hmm. And so the whole sentence is, no way, count to 10, right? And so the person turns around again and counts to 10.
Seis.
Seis is six.
Siete.
Siete is seven.
Ocho.
Ocho is eight.
Nueve.
That's nine.
Y diez.
Y diez. Now, diez means 10, right? We already said that. What's this letter Y in the middle of between nueve and diez?
And.
Okay. Nueve y diez. Nine and 10.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They counted to 10. What do you think happened after that?
They hide.
Okay.
Maybe. Or maybe they're still just standing because they gave him just an extra 5 seconds. I don't know.
All right. Let's listen to the dialogue again one more time.
Dialogue, first time.
Vamos a jugar a las escondidillas.
¿Tú cuentas?
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco. ¿Listos?
No, cuenta hasta 10.
6, 7, 8, 9 y 10.
Second time.
Vamos a jugar a las escondidillas.
¿Tú cuentas?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. ¿Listos?
No, cuenta hasta 10.
6, 7, 8, 9 y 10.
Third time.
Vamos a jugar a las escondidillas.
¿Tú cuentas?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. ¿Listos?
No, cuenta hasta 10.
6, 7, 8, 9 y 10.
Okay, we're back. Close your eyes, Lily.
Okay. Okay, seriously, you cannot see him, but he just hid under the table.
You can't see me!
Come out! Come out, come out, wherever you are.
All right, that's a lame podcast, isn't it? So...
Oh, that was so sweet! Anyway.
Anyway.
We're going to talk about those games that children play.
Like Las Escondidillas?
Yes. We have another one that I bet you don't have. Or maybe you do.
What
it's called
it?
Las Cebollitas.
Las Cebollitas, the little onions.
Yes.
I'm afraid.
Okay, here's how it goes. Okay, you have one kid that is holding onto a tree.
A tree?
Yes.
Okay, I already can tell this is not an American game.
Are you sure? You don't have this. It's so much fun. So he's holding, but with his legs and his arms, like this.
Yeah.
Okay? So then a kid behind holds him. And then another one behind again and again and again. So you have a line of almost 5. And it's called cebollitas because it's like small onions.
Okay.
So small onions, how do you pick them up? Pick them up from the, you know, from the soil.
Okay.
So you have to pull them, right?
You have to pull the people that are holding on to the
tree? Exactly. So basically, well, the person of the tree is the last one. But the first one, the one that is holding the tree, he's the more secure one.
Okay.
Because the person has to go to the kid all the way to the back.
Right.
And then he holds him and he tries to just pull him off from the kid in front.
Yeah, we would probably get disciplined if we played that game.
Are you serious?
All that touching and, oh yeah.
It's so good because he just like grabs onto your belly and pulls and pulls, and all the kids is like, ah, hold on. So if he actually pulls him, then he goes to the next, to the next, to the next, uh-huh, until he gets to the tree.
Wow. And then?
And then that's it.
And that's it. High fives all around.
Yeah, he won.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, our games were not this intense. The most intense game that we had was Boys Chase Girls.
Okay, that's boring.
Yeah, well, it's not when it's girls chase boys and you're running.
I'm
falling
life
all over the place. Yes, my goodness, those girls were scary. Scraped knees, scraped elbows.
Did you have policías y ladrones?
Cops and robbers?
Yeah.
Yes, we did.
Okay.
We had cops and robbers.
Yeah.
But I didn't get how to do that. I was like, you're a cop. Okay. I didn't get it.
You have to put...
It's just chasing around, right?
Yeah. No, but you have to put the robbers inside the jail.
But they always just walked out.
No.
Yeah.
You have guards. I was always a guard.
Were you?
Oh, yeah. I was very aggressive. Okay, it doesn't matter. Anyway, guys, if you have questions or comments about this podcast, please come to SpanishPod.com. We're glad to hear what you have to say or any questions you have.
Mm-hmm.
For now, we're leaving.
Hasta luego.
Bye-bye.